Here we go. What?
It was no, we've actually crushed some of that, so yeah.
Nice. So yeah, welcome back to Quick Sixer. This is a special field report coming from Parker, Colorado's.
Field report.
Yeah, field report. You haven't even seen that playlist?
That sounds official.
Do you even subscribe to the channel, B? God. Anyways, yeah, field report from Colorado. Brittany is visiting some people she's going to introduce real quick. And then we're going to tell you three good things and three bad things about moving to Colorado or being in Colorado or drinking in Colorado.
Just her baby.
I'm going to count that as a good thing. But we count baby as a good thing.
Yes. Oh yeah, baby's a great thing
for sure.
All right, cool. All right, babies. That doesn't count against college. That you don't get a baby when you go to Colorado. So you got to think of another three good things. But anyways, B, introduce our guests, and then we'll talk about the three good and three bad.
This is Macy. She's now. This is her third appearance.
She's an alum. She's an alum.
Third appearance. Mm-hmm. And this is Corey, his second appearance.
Yeah, let's go.
Alums. I'm telling you, I'm expecting. Yeah. I'm expecting to see these subscribe numbers go up by two. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been waiting for Macy to come back.
Yeah, the numbers, they spike, I'm telling you. So anyway,
I have that effect on people. It's true.
What are you gonna do? You know. Okay. So what we want to do today is we did this a little bit ago. Me and Adam talked about he went to Phoenix. And I told him I need you to rate the desert, my guy. And since you're in a different climate, different zone, we would say.
Yeah.
We need three good things and three bad things about being in Colorado. Specifically, I guess you guys are in Parker, yeah?
We're in Castle Rock.
Castle Rock, even better. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Macy, how about we do this? Macy goes one, Corey goes the next. We go flip-flop. And then B, you can interject if these things are not good or bad. Like well, if you don't agree, then I want to hear it, you know.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it. Oh, and before you start. Beers by Downhill Brewing in Parker, Colorado. So yeah, go ahead and check them out if you're in the area. Crazy. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, Macy. Let's hear it.
Probably my favorite thing is that there are lots of like outdoor activities that you can do because generally for the most part the weather is really good here. Nice. And if it does snow, it doesn't last very long. So you can get outside and do all the things, especially if you have kids and hike and whatever.
Hell yeah.
But that's one of my favorites, yeah.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah. Nola agrees.
Yeah.
Man, dude, you're lucky. It's cold as shit here right now, by the way. It's like in the 20s. It was in the 20s, like, last night.
It's actually pretty cold here, too.
It was cold here, but it's manageable.
It's like 40, but that's, like, nice here, actually.
Yeah. Cold in the shade.
Yeah.
Cold in the shade.
Yeah. I like that though. Like ours, like so it was 20s at night last night, and then it's still like in the 60s right now. So I'm like, all right, let's just trying to kill everybody. So, but anyways, all right, Corey, that your turn. One good or bad?
I'll go good. So I think I'm gonna let your subscribers in on a secret. It's just the weather here is amazing, in my opinion. So it might snow, and I think everyone thinks it's recovered to snow all the time, but then it gets sunny and it all melts. So
yeah,
we get
last.
The sunshine. We get tons of sunshine. Like, nice. I think 300 plus days a year of sunshine. So that's my favorite.
That's amazing. Are either of you from Colorado?
Corey is.
I should probably disclose I'm biased because I've been.
I was going to say. This sounds like a local opinion to me.
Definitely biased. Happy to admit it.
All right, B, are we agreeing or not agreeing?
I'm agreeing because cold here is different. Like, I have dry cold. I have like one leather jacket I've been wearing the whole time since I've been here, and that's it. I haven't really been like bundled up or anything. So.
Okay. Okay. So that's too good. Now let's do too bad. Macy, what do you got? What's a bad?
Oh man. Okay, my biggest one is the influx of people moving here. But sense. Also, man, I'm trying to think.
Grocery bags.
They charge you for grocery bags, like the little plastic bags at the store. You have to pay 10 cents per bag. And I don't know why, but that really bothers me. And I refuse to buy bags, so I will just push my entire cart full of groceries with no bags and just dump it in the trunk.
Okay. Okay.
Like, nope, they're not getting that. Yeah, that is a good one.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Really, all right, Corey, one bad.
I'll go cost of ski tickets. So unless you have a pass, I mean, if you want to come out skiing, you don't have your own stuff, you're going to pay $250 a day to go skiing per person plus the rentals. So what
are we looking at total for one day of a non-equipped skier?
Probably $350. But if you bring your own food, if you buy food, it might be another 20. So it might be $400 by the end of the day. But then
per person,
skiing is not real fun unless you know how to go for 50 cents. So definitely would go to one of the cheaper resorts for your first time if you can.
Yeah, that's definitely a negative. I'm liking that at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the cost of activities could be a little bit pricey.
The cost of living in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, we were just talking about this, like cost of activities. We went on a trip to Alaska this summer, and like when you get off and like go do stuff, like there's the cost of shit is so expensive, but like I feel like to live there wouldn't be, you know?
So yeah.
No one wants to live there. Well, people probably want to, but like, bro, I didn't see I'm gonna tell you right now, I didn't see like a nice house at all. like everything looked weathered, bro. Like weathered, you know? Like no one's getting maintenance in Alaska. Shout out to Alaska though. That's some pretty good beers. Anyways. All right, cool. All right, so that's too bad. Now let's go. We got one good and one bad. Who wants what? Left.
Me, have you gone?
Yeah, you haven't.
Oh, all right, B.
I want an outsider's perspective.
Yeah. Him. All right, B. Your visitor's perspective on what's good and bad. One and one.
See all the breweries.
that's a good one. There's literally one. Like everywhere.
Every time I come, which is often, we go to another brewery I haven't been to. So
I love it.
And it's all very good.
And shout out to Castle Rock, Colorado, because we have quite a few just right down the road from us.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that is definitely a plus. Man, I'm super jealous. There was this when I lived in LA. It was like that too. Like you could go down the street and there's like three or four breweries. Especially if you went to like Northern or I mean this is a Upper Bay brewery, but some Russian River actually on this cabinet behind me. There's a Russian River growler that we got from them. But anyways, that's a plus, I think, anywhere. So big plus. But B, you kind of shot yourself in the foot. Now you have to end it on a sour note. What's bad?
Me? What's bad about being here?
Yeah. You got it. Just one thing.
It's hard to come up with.
I don't really have anything.
It's so nice here.
Yeah.
Honestly, okay. There's not going to be a bad thing.
Is traffic bad?
Not
is the airport
no,
bad?
The airport is fine.
Don't listen to her. It's terrible.
All right.
So bad.
This isn't a bad thing. It's just an interesting thing. But like everyone in Colorado kind of dresses the same. They all have like the gear.
There's a lot of outfitters stores.
The athleisure gear.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of stores with fitter in the thing, in the name. Outfitter or winter fitter.
But not, I'm saying not necessarily a bad thing. It's just okay. An interesting thing. Because I'm walking through the airport and I look a certain way. And then I'm looking around and I'm like, oh, all of these people are going to go white water rafting or something. Like,
yeah.
People are very like outdoorsy here.
Okay.
Ready to go at all times, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing I love when we visit Brittany. Like, we get to go to like a lot of cool places that I don't feel like there's a lot of that here. Like the places you take me, right. Places I've never been, anything like. A lot of them are similar, right? Breweries and stuff like that. But when we go hang out with Brittany, we go to like cool places that are very different than
what places are we talking
about?
Like
what's offered here.
What is cool? Like, well, hold on, B. You're not taking me to any of these places. Where are we talking about?
Well, I took them to No Quarter,
okay.
The little pinball bar.
No Quarter is cool.
So
yeah, that was so fun.
That was one that we went to, and we went to Bolton's Hot Chicken.
Okay,
can't go wrong.
So you know.
Okay. Stuff like okay. That. Some cool places then. Okay.
Yeah.
That checks out. Dude, when that new stadium gets put in, it's going to be ridiculous over
wild.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wild. Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. But anyways, thank you guys for coming on. Brittany, good field report from Colorado. Well done, Captain.
You going to post my picks?
Do what?
You going to post my picks?
I am going to post them. But I mean, we gotta post some, you know, when this comes out, so you gotta get some hype. B, come on now.
Gonna wait. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta put some hype. Also, it's kind of funny when we post things and then they'll hit me up like, "Hey, are you guys here?" And I'm like, "Nope, we're not." but anyways, Corey Macy, thank you for coming on. B, have a safe trip back.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. And your child. Thank them as well.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is fun. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, while you're here, if you're still here, hit subscribe, hit the notifications. It's Quick Sixer. We're out.